died, everybody went to the
funeral.
And people are dressed in black and say that they're in
mourning.
What if they're just losing control of themselves at the funeral? You say that they're
hysterical.
But they were really doing what?
Taking it hard.
What about carrying on or taking on?
No, they would say taking it hard, I think.
Say on average for a day, if someone asks you how you're feeling, you say, oh, I'm
feeling okay.
And when you're getting old and your joints start hurting, you call that
arthritis.
Any old
neuritis. Neuritis, bursitis, arthritis.
Did you ever hear of
rheumatism? Yeah.
That's the same thing?
Yeah.
And a disease that children used to die from.
Okay.
What's a disease that you get blisters inside your throat and choke up?
Diphtheria.
And a disease where your skin and eyeballs turn yellow.
Jaundice?
And if you have a pain down here and have to have an operation.
Appendicitis or an appendectomy.
And say if you're... if you ate something that didn't agree with you and it came back up, say you had to...
Indigestion or a sour stomach or a burped, vomited.
Any other way of saying vomited?
Threw up.
Which sounds better?
We said vomited.
What's a really crude way of saying that?
I don't know. I really don't.
Did you ever hear puke or
pee? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Puked. I've heard puked.
Would you ever say that?
I don't think that sounds very nice. I don't like that.
If a person vomited, you'd say he was sick.
At his stomach.
And say if your neighbor had gotten some exciting news, and as soon as she got the news, she came over and told you. She said she came over here.
As soon as she could, or came over and told me?
She came over here.
To tell me.
Okay.
The news.
And you tell a child, if you did that again, I'm going to...
Spank you?
What about take and spank you or go and spank you?
Not take and spank you.
What about go and spank
you? I have heard some, there's very, very few people that you would hear, you hear them say, I will go and spank you.
Uh-huh.
I will go and spank you, or I'll go and spank you.
Would you say that?
Yes. But
and
not, I wouldn't say take and spank you.
Mm-hmm. If a boy was spending a lot of time with a girl, kept on going over, that he was
courting.
Any old fashioned ways of saying that?
Sparking.
Is there a difference between sparking and courting?
No.
And he would be called her
beau.
She'd be his
I would say her boyfriend. But used to, you know, my granddaddy and grandmother would have said it was her beau.
And she would be his
girlfriend or his girl.
And if a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say he had been...
smooching.
You hear that now?
Yes, that's
Any
what we say.
Any old-fashioned name?
Sparking, I guess. Probably.
And the girl stops letting the boy come over to see her. He'd say she...
broke up.
And he asked her to marry him, but she...
turned him down. She refused. She said no. She said no.
What if they were engaged? Say all of a sudden she
broke the engagement.
Well, she did break the engagement. She said they went ahead and got
married. Went ahead and got married.
Any joking way of saying marriage?
Jump the broom. You don't hear that very much, though.
Where did that expression come from?
I don't know, really. What it had to do with?
And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom is the
best man.
What's a woman that stands up with the bride?
Matron of honor or the maid of honor.
And what else does she have?
Well, she has flower girl and ring bearer, bridesmaids, ushers, groomsmen.
What's the difference between a groomsman and a best man?
Well, the best man is responsible for the ring and for the money for the preacher if you're going to give him, and keep it up with the license and seeing they sign the license. And he helps the groom hide his car and all this stuff.
What does a groomsman do?
Well, ushers, a groomsman, about the same thing, you know. And they escort the bridesmaids out or in, and they escort the people in. That sort of thing.
Did you ever hear of a long time ago, people would get married, other people would come around their house at night?
Yes.
What's that?